Hi Liz, welcome to Radio Jackie to talk to me. Could you introduce yourself and tell me what your role is at Thames 21?
Sure, I'm Liz Jetchy, the communications manager at Thames 21. I promote the positive projects that our project officers are doing within Thames 21, promoting river improvements across London and its tributaries.
Right. You've recently, as a group, have stated in your press statement that you're very disappointed the government failed to include plans to ban plastic in wet wipes in their single-use plastic consultation results. How bad is the problem with plastic in wet wipes?
It's really bad. Our project officers, over a period of 5 years, have picked up 64,000 wet wipes. Wet wipes enter the sewage system after people flush them down the loos. When they flush them down the loos, because they're not tissue paper, they're made up of plastic, they don't break down like normal tissue paper. This then goes through the sewage system, goes through sewage overflows, which chucks them out into the river. They end up on twigs on the foreshore, and they don't break down. And when they do break down, they break down into microplastics, which wildlife are consuming and ingesting. This is really bad.
Yeah. I know there's a particular problem in Barnes. I think it was in June. They showed you like you had a wet white mountain on the part of the river where it flows more slowly.
Yeah. So Barnes is a particular area where the river flows really slowly, and on the bend, because it flows slowly, it chucks out the wet wipes on the foreshore there. And when it chucks out the wet wipes on the foreshore, they end up into mounds. And actually, there's one particular part of the Barnes section where it's grown 1.4 meters in height and the size of four tennis courts. And this is really disgusting.
Is it still there now then? You've got 1.4 meter mountain of wet wipes on that part. What part of the River of Barnes is it in?
So it's by Hammersmith Bridge, and it's on the south side. And it's actually a mound. I've actually got stuck in there before. So it is really disgusting. It's there, and it keeps on building up. Well, our volunteers pick them up, but it's really a disgusting area where it's built up over the years since 2014.
And is anybody making any attempts to just clear them, or is it as fast you're clearing them, they're building up again?
Yeah, so our advocacy is that we want to ban plastic in wet wipes to stop this from happening in the first place. Because what's happening is they're moulding into twigs and gluing themselves on sticks and things. And we're just picking them up, but which won't solve the problem. So we want to turn the tap off from the start. So we're advocating for manufacturers to stop putting plastic in their wet wipes, government to ban plastic in wet wipes, and for consumers to stop putting them into the loos. We advocate the three P's. You just need to put poo, pee and paper within the loos.
Yeah.
To stop this from happening.
And why is plastic put in wet wipes? Have you approached the manufacturers themselves and say, why don't you produce wet wipes without plastic?
Yeah, we've written to a few top manufacturers, and there are a few who are producing non-plastic wet wipes at the moment. So there are alternatives there, but not everyone is doing it. So we would really advocate that they take out plastic in wet wipes. It is really causing devastating harm to wildlife and fish.
So the idea probably is to try and get it out there to people, to the consumer, if it's not going to come from the government end, to the consumer end, to try and avoid plastic in wet wipes. And are they easy to find on the shelves? Are they actually advertised as being plastic free? Or do you have to sit there and go through the label and is this plasticized or not?
There are lots of alternatives on the market at the moment. Obviously, we would advocate people use reusables before they go and buy these wet wipes. So we put pressure on people to use reusables and follow the waste hierarchy and stop buying these things in the first place. It's quite a recent phenomenon. During the 90s, lots of manufacturers marketed these wet wipes for mothers to start using them on their babies. And of course, during the 80s and 70s, people were using cotton buds and water. So this is just a recent phenomenon. And during sort of the Barnes area, Battersea area, you do get lots of mums in that area. And not many people are aware that when the potentially flushing it down the loo that it's causing this devastating problem on the Thames.
Did they not put them, if they sort of didn't flush them down the loo and put them in sort of waste bags, would that solve the problem? Partly.
It partly solves the problem. It's not the panacea because obviously that waste does go to landfill, but we do advocate that consumers reduce their consumption in the first place and look for reusables. And if worst comes to worst, use non-plastic wet wipes.
Have you approached organisations like the NCT, these sort of baby organisations, to try and educate young mums? And, are they being, can they be educated to try and find non-plasticised wet wipes?
Yeah, well, we've approached Mumsnet via our stories and things, but we've still got lots of work to do. We haven't approached NCT yet, but it's in part of our plans to approach these organisations to make consumers aware of this tragic problem.
Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to say to Radio Jackie listeners who listen to this interview? What they can do, make them more aware of how they can stop these awful mountains of wet whites building up on the River Thames, which is there for everybody to enjoy.
Yes, I would advocate the three P's again. The poo, pee and paper, that's all that should be going down the loos. Obviously, look at reusables before buying non-plastic wet wipes. Wet wipes are causing devastating harm to the Thames via people and wildlife. So please reduce your consumption and only put poo, pee and paper down the loos.
That's perfect. Thank you for giving me your time, Liz.
Oh, thanks, Jacqueline. Thank you.